The ascension is a shift in consciousness, and cosmic waves of energy will awaken mankind's consciousness collectively. These energy waves come from the Pleiadian sun called Shaya. Everything and everyone has some degree of consciousness and is therefore connected to each other. Beings and spirits may appear strange and different, but the energy of creation remains the same. Some beings have dense bodies and need to evolve more, and some beings are pure light in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Humanity finds itself somewhere in the middle. As mankind ascends into the higher frequencies, they still have a need for a physical body. Evolution takes millions of years, and mankind has a long way to go before they truly become sentient and galactic. Soul essence, the energy of creation, gave of itself and laid the connection between the spiritual and the physical realm. Energy moves everywhere, is all-seeing, and holds all the keys to open portals to realms and dimensions. Our ancient and galactic civilizations were aware of this knowledge. They knew that life continues after the body dies. By activating your all-seeing eye, you can see past lives and use experiences as needed. The Blue Avians are a galactic being who are also known as the Watchers or the Nephilim. They are associated with the color blue because they are messengers from heaven. Because they come from another region in our universe and use UFOs to travel, they are associated and often depicted as birds. Their energy shows itself as blue. We see their kind represented in Egyptian hieroglyphs. Horus and Thoth are a few examples, Devas, who in Christianity are known as the angels, and in Mayan art where they are depicted with a bird-like mask and feathers. These beings are here to help us with our shift in consciousness as we ascend. The Blue Avians communicate via meditation, channeling, tarot, and also through the use of music. Open Pandora, ask questions, hit the shuffle option, and receive answers hidden in the lyrics, album title, or art, even the artist's name, the band, or title of the song. Communication like this is very intuitive, so only use the information that stands out to you. Avoid playlists that hold aggressive music with cuss words, because this type of lyric is dense in energy and vibration. You could easily misunderstand the message and freak out. Let go of all fear and judgment when you decide to give it a try. You may need to practice this a few times to get a feel for it. I connected with a being called Music Sam when using music as a form of communication. The following is part of a conversation that I had with Sam when I channeled him. "Is Sam your real name?" I asked. "Sam, my name is more complicated, but it is Sam for short. Would you mind telling me your full name?" "Sam, Samoa Astropius Mitratophalus." "Is it true that the Blue Avians work together with the Pleiadians?" "Sam, yes. We both work with high frequencies. We reside in dimensions that are ahead of humanity in terms of evolution. Both our species have already moved through your coming phase of the ascension. We are all one, and this is why we help mankind. When spirit gives me names, they usually use the Latin, Greek, or Sanskrit language." The following translation followed after googling Samoa Astropius Mitratophalus. Samoa means people of the deep. Sam means name of God or God has heard. Astro means relating to the stars, celestial objects, or outer space. Pies means a division of birds. Metra means the womb. I couldn't decipher the meaning of Ophelis, so the translation is unfinished. But, it is clear that the full name relates to a galactic being. As a collective and on an individual level, we are divinely guided, and spirit offers us all the knowledge we need to evolve. All that we have to do is ask. Communication with spirit through the use of tools, such as music, is a good way to receive guidance when we are not able to connect via meditation. It can also be misleading. Be careful and always state that you want to communicate with beings that mean no harm.